Chavis Lavavis Perek Dalid, beginning of the Perek, the Chavis Lavavis said that no one can do anything to a person without Ribbono Shel'Olam's consent. And it's pretty mavur from the Baal Chavis Lavavis that that includes the person himself. It means he himself can also not do anything the Tevasai or the Ra'asai if the Ribbono Shel'Olam shouldn't so will. Therefore, really, Misvara, one should say, that a person doesn't need any hishtadlus b'chol, and he can put himself into any matzav sakana, and if he's supposed to die, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, he'll die. If he's not supposed to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. L'chura, if no one could do anything to harm himself, or to help himself without the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then there's really no mokim for hishtadlus b'chol. The truth is that it's not that pashut. It seems that the Rishonim, there are other Rishonim that say not that way. There's a famous Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Lamed. Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz mitzinim u'pachim. Everything is b'dei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim and tzinim u'pachim. Tzinim u'pachim is the ability to, a person has the ability to protect themselves from getting sick, from getting a cold, or getting a fever. These type of things.
Corona?
No. The Tosfos says, it's not just tzinim u'pachim. The Gemara says that a person should not put himself, should not stand b'mokom sakano. Why? Because who knows what's going to happen? Now the question is, what's it going to help not to stand there? If it's supposed to happen, it'll happen savisai. If it's not supposed to happen, so it won't happen. We see it's not just tzinim u'pachim; it's any type of harm l'chera. V'chein kir notui, the oser laver tachtov, says the same thing. Binagia to a wall which is hanging over, which is falling over, a person shouldn't walk underneath it. And he might, the wall might fall down on top of the person. The shadow is the same thing l'chera. What's it telling you? What's the Gemara Chazal telling you not to do that? L'chera, a person doesn't have the achiras. Hakol b'dei shamayim. Everything is b'dei shamayim. A person doesn't have the ability to protect himself except for tzinim u'pachim, not from anything else. Says Tosfos, "Hosim in apshia yochal lishmar atzmai. Dovaday shebiyodei lahimis atzmai. A person has the yicherlus to kill himself. Bavaday biyodei lahimis atzmai. If a person jumps off of the Empire State Building, he has the yicherlus to kill himself. That's what Tosfos says. The Chavis Lavavis seems to go not that way. That a person does not have the yicherlus to kill himself. If it's not supposed to be the time for him to die, then Enochram he's not gonna die. There's been many people that tried killing themselves, that they were not matzliach." What's a pshat? There's a lot of pshatim. The simplest pshat is that it wasn't the time for them to go. Says the Chavis Lavavis. He says, even though everything is up to Ribbono Shel Olam, nevertheless, a person has to take the right ishtadlus and the right precautions that he doesn't do anything silly. L'mashal chayi adam, for example, a person's life. Afal pi shekitzu mispar yomav tlum gzeiras avir yizbarach, even though the amount of days that are allocated to him are dependent totally on the Ribbono Shel Olam, nevertheless, a person has to do whatever he needs to do to protect his life. He has to eat, and he has to drink, and he has to take care of himself and live in a normal place. Don't say, I'll leave it up to Ribbono Shel Olam, everything will be okay. If HaKadosh Baruch wants that I should live, so even if I don't eat, eating is such a waste of time. What do I need it for? If I'm supposed to live, I'll live without eating. Even if I don't, I'm not much sure to find some sort of source of livelihood. Nevertheless, says the Chavis Lavavis, a person could say that I'll drink poisonous foods, drinks, and I'll be a lion tamer, even though I don't really know how to do it, and I'll stick my head inside of a lion's mouth and see what happens. If I'm supposed to die, I'll die, and if I'm not supposed to die, I'm not going to die. Says the Chavis Lavavis, do not do that. Or yikpoit slayam or leish, a person can jump into the water, jump into a fire, or yasad varm daim shachay vene betuchim kshuaysay some, or anything else, bungee jumping, who knows. Buba yodam lidei sakano, okay. Buba yodam lidei sakano. The Torah told the person not to do that because the person is not supposed to test the Ribbono Shel Olam. Comes along the Chavetz Chavav and he says, a person that does that, a person that jumps off of the Twin Towers from the 78th floor, one of two things is going to happen. No, there's no other possibility. Either one of two things is going to happen. He's going to die or he's going to live. The first one is, Afshar Tachas, Hushiyomot. The first possibility is that he's going to die. Va'az Yahu HaRetech HaSatzmai. Then Kumtais, he killed himself. He's a Retech. He killed, instead of killing Chaim Yankel, he killed himself. And he's going to get punished, kilo, as if he killed a different person. He says, even though the fact that he died was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer and allowed that he die. But had that not happened, then in Hanami, he wouldn't have died. Only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, the person that jumps off the building and he dies, it's only because now is the time for him to die. Nevertheless, for his right son, Elikim, Leilatir Shimon, why they Afgirim? Bamar Leisirtach, because the Baruch already said in Aseret Dibros, Leisirtach, don't kill anybody. Person that kills himself, that's the worst possible thing. Ukechol Sheritzach, Kurv Yisrael, and Nirtach, Magil Yonish Yisr Chomer, Kmashkasav al Ratu Becherev Achuv, Veshiches Rachamov. It's a much worse crime for a person to kill his brother than to kill a stranger. Because a brother is so close, and it's so against the nature. That the closer the person is, the bigger the einish is for the person who kills him, says the Chavetz Chaim. Memeila, if a person kills himself, Allah is kama kama, he's going to get an einish from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yes, it was nigzar that he should die. Because if it wasn't nigzar that he should die, then it wouldn't have happened. Nevertheless, he's going to get an einish. Ulefikach mishahara ges atzmai, onshu ye oidu yisachomer, leloi safik bnei shunim shom bazel eved, shadoni tzivu loi lishmar al ezadav al meshach zman nisuyim, vizra yisrach liyazav yisamokayim, He says, this is a mashal to somebody. The king tells him, watch this thing till I come back. Till I send somebody to you to pick it up, watch it. Don't leave your post until I send somebody to take you over. And he's waiting there for the guy to take him over, and the guy doesn't show up, so he just leaves. Says the king, for sure, is going to get upset at him. I told you that until somebody comes, don't leave. Same thing over here. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, until the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to take your life, don't leave your post at Avodas Hashem. Don't jump into the ocean. Don't jump into the fire. Don't do anything crazy like that. Memela, a person is going to get punished for doing such a thing. Is it true that it's only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to die that had happened? Yeah, absolutely. But it didn't have to be him. It's like we find by Mitzrayim. The Ramban says by Mitzrayim, what was the einish of the Mitzrayim? L'chera Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ger yazaracha be'eretz lo ilahem, va'avodu v'inu oisam, arba mayeshono." If that's the case, what did Mitzrayim do wrong? Fakert, they're mekayim zeres haberi. They should get a tzion ha'shvach. They should get a present. What do you mean? They should get schar for what they did, not an einish. Why did they all drown at the end of the day? Everybody was killed. What, for what? They did. They're the kima of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui. The answer is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say. A Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui was that they should be. That Klal Yisrael should be Be'eretz Lo Ilahem. It didn't have to be that the Mitzrayim were the ones that do it. It could be anybody that was going to do it. The person that goes ahead, the nation that goes ahead and decides to be the one to carry out the Einish of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Sanin Echram, he's going to get punished. Be'etzim Yisrael should have said, what do you mean? Anything that, like it says by David HaMelech. It says when David HaMelech was running away from his son, so Shimi Ben Gerol, who was Menabachurim, who was one from the Rashi Sanhedrin, from the Gedolim, says he was the Rebbe of Shlomo HaMelech. He wasn't a small person, Bechlal. It says, "Hu kilalani klolo nimretzes." When David HaMelech was running away, he was mamish, mekal on him, kefish tzarich, like Chazal say, that nimretzes is Rashi Teves, noyef is Ritzeach, mamish, mamzer Ritzeach. It's a terrible, terrible, kineged the Melech. And his general tells David HaMelech, let me just go over there and take off his head. And David HaMelech says, Elikim Omar Lev Kalel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he should be Mekalel me. In other words, he understood that nothing could have happened if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Geizer. The Mela, supposedly, Chazal say that at that point he became the Zeichah to become the regular Revi B'Makovo. That was the Mamesh when he was totally at his lowest point, he was able to be Makir that it was Elikim Omar Lev Kalel. But nevertheless, he didn't get off the hook. David HaMelech told Shlomo HaMelech before his nifter, he says, there's certain people they have to take care of. Just realize, I said that I'm not going to b'liya koyisay sayas. I made a shvua that I'm not going to do anything to him. But the mindset, he deserves to die. He was a merib malchus. He deserves to die. You aseke chokmoscha. He tells Shlomo HaMelech, and make sure that he dies not on his bed. He doesn't die on his bed. He gets killed. And that makes, in other words, be'etzem, it was a gzira from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It didn't have to be Shimi ben Gera. The person that decides that he's going to do it, he's chayiv mitzvah. He's chayiv for whatever it is that he decides to do. The mitzvim were the ones he decides to do. But in Chanami, the mitzvim also didn't have to do it the way that they did it. They did it be'avodas parach. They did it mamish with a terrible amount of suffering. But that didn't add to the gzira of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Instead of it being 400 years, it was 190, 210 years. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took off 190 years. In other words, the cheshbon is always going to work out. The Ribbono Shel Olam will always work out the cheshbon. A person can decide that he's going to do something wrong to another person. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu will allow him to do it if it's supposed to happen. But it's going to come. Whatever the cheshbon is, it's always going to come off of somewhere else. So Mamela, if he hits him two punches instead of one punch, so the next time when he's supposed to get two punches, only get one punch. So always, every hana that a person has, a certain amount of hana that a person is supposed to get, a certain amount of oinish a person is supposed to get. If he misses it over here, he'll get it somewhere else. If he doesn't get it over here, he'll get it somewhere else. So there's always that Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything is meduktak. Ve'avsher tashniya, says the Chavis Levavis, Sha'omnam yinotza obezes haburi me'asakono, ovi avar eideikach zuchu yosef. Ve'yavsit eschoroi, k'moish omra avisinu, lo'ilam al yomad adem mokhm sakono, v'yomar shayis l'aynes, shema in reis l'aynes. Ve'moish l'aynes, menachlam ischu yosef, v'yakov avinu olav ha'shalom omar, katin mikol ha'chasadam, perishtag ha'munkles, zirin zachvosti, mikol ha'chasadam, mikol tovin. The second possibility is that it's not the time for him to die. And in Echanam, he jumps off of the Empire State Building, and he didn't realize that they have a net there by underneath the 75th floor, which is they actually do. And sure enough, from the 78th floor, he falls onto the 70 into the net, and he's saved. So Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him because he wasn't supposed to die, but that doesn't mean that he did the right thing. He needed tremendous zchuyot to be saved, zchusim to be saved. But Mela, the zchus that was needed to save him. He writes, he wasn't going to die because Baruch Hashem said that he wasn't die, but that it's not the right time. But that Mamela is Menachem Yisrael Yosef. And Mamela, Katoin de Mikola Chasad Mikola Emes. Anytime that a person gets something, Me'aver, Me'ala, Me'aver is schus that he's supposed to have. Had he just lived a regular life and he just walked across the street, then, and he got hit by a car, he didn't do anything wrong. But if he jumps off the roof and now he has to, HaKadosh Baruch has to save him, then that's a whole different story. And that's going to be Menachem Yisrael Yosef. So in a Chanami, a person cannot do anything to himself if the Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't gezer. One of the two things is going to happen. Either he's going to die, and then, because it was the time for him to die, or it wasn't the time to die. Now there's just one last thing. There's another third possibility that the Mesil Sashar mentions. Himamish talks about this exact scenario. In the end of Mafsidiyaz Rizus V'Archokamiyam in Perek Tetz, he says, Da, the Yesh Yira V'Yesh Yira. There's two different types of Yira. There's a year a person is scared. He's scared of everything. Every little thing that happens, he's scared of who knows what's going to be, what could possibly be. He doesn't want to take any chances, and that paralyzes him. And then there's year real. There's a proper year. Yesh bitochon v'yesh hoilelus. There's something that we call bitochon, and then there's something hoilelus, which is total foolishness. Kinei, ha'adam baruch hu asas adam bal seichel nochon yitzvaron echoi chalishiyan egatzme al derech ha'tevi yishomim min advarim ha'zikna shenivu l'an yishat ha'vishon. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a human being with proper intelligence, giving him intelligence to be able to understand and discern what is dangerous and what is not dangerous, and stay away from the things that are dangerous. The dangerous things Kadosh Baruch Hu made as an oinish for the Rishayim. Stay away from them. A person is able to realize that. Umi sheyirtze shleyin agatzme b'derech ha'chokma yaf gatzme l'sakonis, hinei einza bitochin el ha'hilulus. A person that jumps into the fire and says, hey, if I'm not supposed to die, I won't die. That's not bitochin. That's hurtless. That's total foolishness. That act of jumping into the fire was a chet. You did it because the Baruch wants you to be shame yourself, which the Rambam understands is not just on this. Nafshe Seichem is going on the roof also. So in addition to the intrinsic sakana of jumping into a fire, He says the Mesil Sasharm, a third possibility. And that is that when a person jumps into the fire, is he supposed to die or is he not supposed to die? Everything was very clear cut beforehand. Either he was supposed to die and he's going to die just as he's going to get punished, or he's not supposed to die because the Baruch is going to take off his chusim. Says Mesil Sharm, it could very well be that the jumping into the fire, that in and of itself was the chesaron in bitachon, that was the chesaron, that was the chet. That was the chet that could cause him to die. The very fact that he jumped in, a second ago he wasn't mechuyev, but now he did something wrong, so now he became mechuyev. Jumping into a fire is kineged the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a chet, and a person has to, that in of itself is what could cause him to die. The chet of jumping into the fire, that in itself could cause him to die. So what's the bottom line, says Mesil Sharm? When is it considered bitachin, and when is it considered ha'ilulus? His bottom line is, says Mesil Sharm, what's the way to know? Ulam Hashmir Azois, Haklal Lahavchim Mishtei Ayuris, Umashachok HaChmenez Rechon Levracha, Heicha Deshchiyach Hazeko Shani. Where it's Shchiyach Hazeko, then things are different. If it's Shchiyach, that something can be happened, it's dangerous, then in a Hanami, a person has to take all precautions. It's not Shchiyach, then that doesn't have to take all precautions. You do what you have to do, and don't worry about what's going to happen. And I think therein lies the difficulty. Therein lies the difficulty. What's considered Shchiyach Hazeko? Is Corona Shchiyach Hazeko? Leaving open the windows, not leaving open the windows? Is it something which is, do you have to, do you not have to? Is it something which is, do you have to wear a mask, do you not have to wear a mask? Do you have to, or what? Nobody knows. Is it people do know. People are sure one way, people are sure the other way. What is the person supposed to do? The person that gets stuck in the middle. So if a person has the chilis to ask Das Torah, then in a chanami you should. And do what they say. Whether you understand or you don't understand, you're relying on Das Torah. Their shikul adas is telling you whether or not it's kedai or not kedai. What happens if a person doesn't have the ability for the Das Torah? He doesn't have. The person's out of town. The rov is out of town. He can't get through to anybody. It's the middle of the night and he has a question. He doesn't know what to do. What should he do? That's what the Mesil Sharm says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every person intelligence. And a person should be able to weigh with his own mind what is the right thing to do. In the initial situation, he should be able to, right, you have to think about it, maybe down up the sugya, try to figure out, try to sit there, take a piece of paper out, pros and cons, what are the possibilities, how much I know, and you make your decision. What happens after that, that's pitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam. Whatever happened, you should have done this, I shouldn't have done that. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's exactly what the Sharm is saying. You make your decision with the svar and achoicho, with your intelligence, and then don't bang your head against the wall afterwards. After that, whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide to happen. Because side whatever happens, the Ribono Shel Olam will decide to happen. It's only when you go ahead and you do something which is a pesha, you jump into the fire, you do something which you're not supposed to do, that in a chanami, that could cause a person to die or to get harmed, even though he doesn't deserve it, maybe. Like the Mesil Sharm says. But anything else, a person makes a rational decision, then the tzoris of what happens, that's totally up to Ribono Shel Olam.